Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the International Black Summit Talk Radio Show. This is your host, John Thomas. Tonight's show is going to be a celebration of the completion of the 18th Annual International Black Summit. That's my Skype going off in the background. We're expecting a number of people to call in who've been participating online via Skype and conference calls all weekend as they complete their summit experience. So if you're out there listening, call in to 646-716-9827, 646-716-9827. I'm not going to be able to talk to you via Skype because I'm doing this show live. So let me just give a quick response to Jackie Jones and let her know to call in to 646-716-9827. And then I am going to turn my sound off on my computer so that won't happen again. Let me just do that real quick. I had Catherine Thomas on the phone, but for some reason she just disappeared. So it's just going to be you and I until the next person calls. So this is the International Black Summit Sunday evening, and the event this year was actually held in Anguilla, British West Indies. And they went into the conversation, started the conversation dialogue with I am present to blank in this moment as a declaration. I wasn't there. However, I understand that it was a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous event. And then all weekend long, a number of facilitators, International Black Summit facilitators, a number of leadership body members, I believe, a number of former participants have been engaged in an ongoing dialogue throughout the weekend as they began to explore some of the questions that they were exploring at the in Anguilla. We did have an opportunity to test the webcast capability from Anguilla on Friday, and it was fabulous. The quality was pretty good, given that it's coming from, you know, nearly 1,000 miles away over the internet. So we're looking forward to that. I see that Catherine has now joined us. Catherine, you there?
I'm here.
Welcome. What happened?
I was trying to get on the internet, but I couldn't, so I'm on the phone with you.
Okay, very good. Very, very good. All right, so you've been participating in the live chat and Skype conference during the weekend, so what's been happening there?
Well, on Saturday, we were invited to participate in the question, what am I present to regarding my youth? What am I now present to regarding my youth? And we spent quite a bit of time on Saturday exploring that question, sharing, facilitating, chatting. There were a number of people on around the United States and Canada. And then today, we were asked to participate in the question from yesterday's homework, which was getting present to your vision and identify those places in your life, being, doing, speaking, that are not a match for your vision. Mm-hmm. And we just had such fun with that. There were 10 people on from Kenya in addition, and we had a ball.
Wow. And what were some of the things that you got given to help you here?
What were some of the things that I got?
Yes.
Well, one person said that his vision was to get out of this world alive. Did you get that?
Uh-huh.
His vision was to get out of this world alive. So somebody asked, what would he have to do moment by moment to have that vision take place? And he said, not reacting to anything that you're seeing moment by moment, kind of like there's no out there, you know, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's only over here. And so he was asked by the person who was facilitating, were there anything in the past 2 weeks that were not a match, not consistent with your vision? And so he went on to tell us about some trials and tribulations he had with his son, not coming over to visit him when he asked. And then he said, of course, you know, he had bought the son the car to be sure to be able to come visit him. And when he realized that he had made all that stuff up, it had nothing to do with his son. It was
mm-hmm.
all over there with him, and that this was an opportunity for him to fulfill on his vision.
Wow.
And all he had to do was just reshape his goals and keep on understanding that he's not to react to anything that's going on out there, like with his son. And then he'll get out of this world alive.
Okay,
we played a lot with that, getting out of this world alive.
Yeah, so share with me. I'm not quite tracking that. What does that mean, get out of this world alive? What did he mean by getting out of this world alive?
He didn't exactly say what he meant by it, but he meant what I think you think he means, to not die. As we know, die.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, some of us saw that as ascension. Some other people, like, by locating in two places at the same time. But he meant really to do, you know, to do what people like Jesus did. This was Sunday morning, of course.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he meant by to get out of this world alive. Wow.
And that was his vision.
That was his vision.
Okay. And then what was your vision?
Oh, well.
Or what is your vision?
That was later when we were dealing with, I have many visions, but the one that I chose to discuss was the one that had to do with the second question, which was getting present to your vision and identifying those places in which in my life, being, doing, speaking, that are not a match for my vision.
Okay.
The vision I chose to use was that I always intended to be wealthy by the time I got into the winter of my life. See, this came out of discussing youthfulness now.
Uh-huh.
And so I always intended to be wealthy by the time I got into the winter of my life, and I'm past fall. I'm into the winter of my life now, you know, it's spring, summer, fall. And I wasn't specific in my vision by what I meant by wealthy. So, you know, you could look at it differently, that I see it as inconsistent. I don't see myself as what I consider wealthy, but I wasn't specific in my vision. Wealthy to me would mean I'd have a whole lot of money to be in Anguilla this weekend, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't see it that way. I have some money in the bank, but not enough for me to see myself spending it that way this weekend. And, you know, I have a house paid for, and I have a lot of wonderful friends like the International Black Summit and the community around here where I am. And, you know, that's some wealth. It's just that I was not matching up what my vision of wealthy by the time I got to the winter of my life.
Okay.
And so I had to reshape my vision. And after I reshaped it, I'm wealthy. I was able to be in Anguilla virtually this weekend. How about that?
Okay, like, so how did you, just forgive me that I'm asking so many questions, but, you know, we have people listening, and I just want to make sure we just get a good sense of when you say things like I had to reshape my vision, you know, what does that mean? And then what did you do to reshape your vision? I mean, I'm not quite following that. So share a little bit more about that.
I hadn't gotten specific in what I considered wealthy. I had just thought I would be wealthy by this time, which to me would mean that, hey, going to Anguilla this weekend, no problem, just go. It's not that I don't have the money, it's that I don't think I have enough money to be spending it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And after I shared that, so I had to reshape my vision. I am wealthy, but I hadn't envisioned as much wealth as I look back and see it being inconsistent. I see an inconsistency, so I need to reshape it. It's not so much that I'm not wealthy, it's, you know, how you define wealthy. And so I'm reshaping it, redefining wealthy for me. I am wealthy.
Okay. So then what happens with your original vision of wealthy? The one that you said that had, where you had lots of money and money in the bank and there'd be no problem to just go to Anguilla, like, I feel like I want to go here, and you just go. So what happens with that aspect of your vision?
I was shooting on myself, shooting, thinking that by now I should have money, that would be no problem. But when I look back at last November, I was able to go to the French Riviera, and I think it was last December I went to visit my children. You know, hey,
mm-hmm.
The more I look at this, same thing as the young man I mentioned earlier. I'm the one who's seeing me inconsistent with my vision. I am wealthy, and I hadn't been, that's what I meant by reshaping it, I hadn't been seeing the wealth that I have. All I was seeing was the fact that I didn't see myself going to Anguilla because of money.
I got you now.
I
got you. Well, I'm getting it. I got you, but I'm with you. Let me put it that way. So let me see if I'm understanding what you're saying. You know, you are shooting on yourself, as you say. Like, you should be able to do certain things, like take this trip to Anguilla, do some other things. And for all practical purposes, you could do it. And you, as you look back over the year, you visited your children in different parts of the country. You've been to the French Riviera.
In the last year, too.
In the last year. You know, you have a house that's paid for. You know, you're in your retirement doing what you love to do. And so what I'm hearing then is, for a moment, you just wasn't present to your vision.
And all those friends. Community. Ooh. That's wealth.
I think I like it.
All right, well, what else happened? Well, I guess you're going to have to be the reporter, the roving reporter from the call as we wait for other people to call in. We're about 15 minutes in. If you're out there listening live, listening on the Internet, you can call in to 646-716-9827. There were a few people on Skype, but I asked them to go ahead and call in instead. Well, actually, it was one, Jackie, and I imagine there might be some other people. I'm just not in there. In their chat window. So, Catherine, it's kind of up to you to be the roving reporter. And I know Lennar is in the Blog Talk Radio chat. And so, Lennar, when you hear this, I will also invite you to call in just to give us a summary, a synopsis of what kind of happened during the weekend. So, Catherine, what else happened?
We had a lot of conversation in the beginning about getting present to where we are now regarding our youth. And I have those notes on the Skype chat, but various people gave their take on where each person was present regarding their youth, and one person said that I'm not 50 years of age. I'm not 50 years old, I'm 50 years of age. And another person said that after I turned 50, then I started all over again. And so now I'm 16 months old, or 16 months of age. Another person said that it was not youthful, but youthful, F-U-L-L, and that's how we defined youthful. Some people saw it as freedom. Some people saw it as opportunity. We were asked to relate it to despair, and that's when the people from Kenya related it to what was going on with regard to despair in their country, and it had a lot to do with the political situation in Kenya and despair. That was just a little difficult for some of us in Canada and the United States to grasp, but we emotionally felt it with them.
Wow. Well, it looks like we have another caller. I just want to acknowledge that the caller's there while you're continuing. Caller at 504-723. Are you there?
Yes. I'm actually new to this, so I called in because I thought I would have been able to be able to hear the conversation online, but something I'm not doing right there.
Okay.
So I'm just joined in by phone now.
All right, good. And you are?
Donald Parker.
Well, hello, Donald Parker.
And you're John?
I'm John Thomas.
Right. Hello, I don't remember meeting you, but thanks for having me on this call.
You're very, very welcome. All right, and what we're doing is a number of the people, the Summit family, have been engaged in I guess what you would call a virtual summit since Thursday, and they have been Skyping each other on Skype conference calls and regular conference calls and following some of the conversation that's been happening in Anguilla. and at the annual event. And Catherine was on a number of those calls, so she's given us somewhat of a debrief of what has happened so far. And tonight, yes.
Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
This is Donald Parker from. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, this is Donald Parker from New Orleans.
Oh yes. Hello.
Hello.
Mhm.
Okay, I'm sorry, John.
That's okay.
I didn't know who else was on the listening audience. Like I say, this is the first time I've done this.
All right, not a problem. Were you at the prerequisite that we did last March?
No, I wasn't.
Okay. You went to the summit last August, right? Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I was actually down there last March as we were doing the prerequisite.
And I was
I was aware that they were having a prerequisite here. I didn't make it, and I didn't work on the support team for it.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there at the summit in New Orleans.
Catherine, you were there at the summit?
Yes.
Okay, I got Lenar on here. There's some background sound.
They can hear us.
Say hi from Anguilla.
Hi from Anguilla.
Who said hi from Anguilla?
Us, Yanni Solin.
Where are you from?
I'm from Canada, Ontario.
Vincent Lewis from Washington, D.C.
Welcome.
From Newtown, Pennsylvania. We're in the same room as the summit, so we're trying to keep it down. So. And this is where the connection is.
How many youth participants were in the summit in Anguilla?
How many youth participants are in the summit? I mean, we have 45 to 50
youth?
How many
adults?
Pardon?
How many adults?
Like 50?
Yeah.
Around 50. Around 50.
Around 50.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem.
There's a little bit of reverb, but what we have is Anguilla Live. I imagine this would be a fight. Lenar?
Pardon me?
Is this via Skype?
Yeah.
We can't hear.
We can't hear.
Do we listen?
We still there?
Or is this directly in?
Pardon me?
So it's not the inside.
Can you say it again, please?
Hello?
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 Hello, we're still here.
We're here.
We're still here.
Okay, good.
Oh, hold on, okay? We're plugging in our microphone, okay?
Putting in our microphone.
We're just putting in our microphone.
Hold on. Give us a minute.
Okay, let me bring the Lenar on.
Has the summit in Anguilla completed yet?
Testing.
Lenar?
Hi. So this is Lenar. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I can't see. So the summit in Anguilla has not completed yet.
Yes.
And folks,
no.
You got Joyce, please close the Skype window. Shut your Skype down.
I just muted her.
Okay. So I'm asking you to please shut your Skype down because we're getting the feedback. And then, you know, open that line back up. So we are live with them. They are using the click-to-talk feature in the Blog Talk radio window. So that's fabulous.
Wow.
And it's working. So we are live in Anguilla. So
she's a free soul.
Pardon me?
She's a free soul.
Yeah, she's using an ID that I created because I have the sense that somebody was going to need that tonight. I actually was thinking Wambui and her group from Kenya might need it. But so far, they have not needed that. I saw Donald Parker, and he's still in the chat room, and he was asking to be on. I don't know if you remember Donald Parker, but he was one of the host team of your first summit in New Orleans.
I don't know him by name.
Okay.
But yeah, he was on the line. He called in.
He was
on for a little while until this Anguilla called in, and we was trying to figure out was this Skype or how this was happening and, you know, like that.
So, no, it is not Skype. That is live. So you might want to open it up and let's just deal with the, you know, hopefully they've shut Skype down. No, I can still hear myself.
Pardon?
Hi, we can hear you now.
Okay, you hear us?
Yes.
We can hear you.
Yes.
Okay, good.
So what is it you'd like to share?
We would like to share that the summit in Anguilla is going well. We're just about to finish, and we had a good experience.
So did you shut that Skype window down?
Hold on.
Shut this down. I did.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Okay, we're done.
Okay, that's so much better.
But it's still an echo.
But you know what? Let's deal with it.
Well, yeah, it's gonna be an echo because there's a slight delay.
Yeah.
But this is
I'm not hardwired, I'm on wireless.
Which is fine. That's perfect that you're not hardwired.
Okay.
So you said there were about 45 youth in the room or adults?
Forty-five to fifty
adults.
And only two children.
And
now because all the children is left?
Because you completed your session.
Yeah.
How many youth were there?
Around 50.
Around 50 to 55. Right. Fabulous.
How many adults?
45 to 50.
45 to 50.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch we had to change. For kids, we had to change our room.
How many did we have on Skype this weekend?
Usually it was, 8 or 9 people at one time, and they were different people, so I don't have a total count. But each night that was about what it was. So what I'd like to hear is what were some of the things that you came out of from the youth summit?
There was a lot of teamwork. We learned a lot of new, unique things.
We worked together as a community.
We went around the community and looked what was wrong with the community and see what we could do better.
Wow. So you actually went out into the community and took a look at what you could do to make it better.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Is there something in particular that you're going to be working on?
Well, they're gonna try to help in schools and stuff like that.
Help what?
For you.
Help what?
Helping the schools.
Helping the school. Oh, fabulous.
Helping the school. Oh, fabulous.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna try to stop all the hatred and stuff like that.
Wow.
That's great.
And tell her your age and where you're from, so stay
out.
You can just give your first name if you want.
My birth name is Benson.
Benson?
Benson?
Yeah, Benson.
From Washington, D.C.
From Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Okay, Benson.
Okay.
And my name is Jenny. I'm from Canada, Ontario.
Would you say that your name again, please?
Yoni. Y-O-N-I.
Y-O-N-I, thank you.
Y-O-N-I, thank you.
I'm
from Canada.
Yeah, in Canada.
Where in Canada? Canada's a big place.
Yeah, Ottawa.
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 All right.
Ottawa. Yeah.
Ottawa. Right.
Yeah. Capital.
Yes, we've been to the the Capitol building.
The Capitol building.
Oh, Parliament?
Yes, we actually danced in Parliament.
Whoa.
That's great. Yeah, a couple of years ago.
We did. We had a party in there. The International Black Summit had a party in Parliament in Ottawa, Canada.
Whoa. How was it?
Did you tell
me? It was great. We had a good time.
That's good.
And so that's, so you're from Canada and you're from D.C.
He's coming over to share his experience.
He did the
teached
the youth.
Okay. Did you say Glenn?
This is Glenn Greenwich.
Glenn!
From,
Hello? Hi, this is
Hello, Glenn.
How y'all doing?
Hey, Glenn.
How are you all doing?
Doing great. Where are you hailing from these days, Glenn? What
Anybody
are you calling home? New York?
Oh, they're breaking up.
You're breaking up. Can't hear you.
Are you from New York these days?
Well, I'll talk anyway. I had a wonderful summit. The adult summit is actually still going on, but we and the youth rock and roll as usual, and we were done by 3. We had a very eventful summit. We lots of work and vision. We looked at community. We looked deep into community. We saw signs of gangs and different things that we didn't expect in the Anguilla community. We also looked at how we could have community available to support us in our visions. So there were lots of opportunities for us to work with our community vision and to create something that maybe wasn't possible out of the experience.
Fabulous.
Thank you.
Glenn, how many youth were from Anguilla in the summit?
Hello?
I'm here.
It sounds like we lost them. And just so you know, there was a storm. This is Sunday. It must have been last night. And most of the island is without internet. So... Yeah, so they have it there at the school where the event is taking place. At the hotel where they are staying, there's no internet service.
Okay.
So, you know, remember what you were talking about earlier, John, about synchronicity and about what happened at the gas station. Remember life showing up? I forgot what you called it. You didn't call it synchronicity.
The universe aligning.
Right, the universe aligning. I mean, consider that everywhere else, they don't have internet on the island.
Wow.
They're telling me that they got in the chat and we can no longer hear you.
Maybe they need to log out or push the talk and log back in. Yeah, because they dropped off.
Okay. All right, I'm telling them that. But if they're in the chat, or they were.
They have.
They were just there in the chat telling me we can't hear you guys. I still see them. I still see them. So, but you know, the universe is aligning that we have this connection with them. You know, it's like no accident over the entire island. We're the ones.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones, and we're the ones who can communicate with them. It's like, you know, how amazing is that?
Wow. Well, also, I want to acknowledge that even though you said this to me a while back, that we can use push to talk.
Click to talk,
Yeah, uh-huh. Never did cross my mind as that being a way that they could call in from Anguilla. You know?
I hear you. Because
I was operating in this paradigm, Blog Talk Radio and Skype.
Okay.
And based on dialing in.
Got it.
But now what's possible is that we can have people participate on the radio show live from anywhere in the world.
Right.
Through push to talk.
Right.
On Blog Talk.
Let's email that out to the world.
We have emailed it to the world, and it's kind of like what John was saying. I've been telling him that for quite some time, and he just got it. And so people will get it when they get it, and we have been letting people know that. People will get it when they get it.
Yeah, see, I never did. I heard what you said, and then I did it one time, and it didn't work for me. You remember?
Yes.
It locked up my machine. It did all kinds of crazy things. I was trying to do a push-to-talk.
It did that to mine tonight.
And but it still didn't click for me as it relates to people being on the show from other places. Because I was relating to it as I had an option. I could use this push-to-talk or I could dial in.
Right.
It didn't dawn on me that someone who couldn't dial in could push-to-talk.
Yes.
Huh.
As
That's
long
amazing.
As you have an internet connection and you can get Blog Talk there, you can click to talk.
Wow.
Too simple for complicated minds.
Too simple for complicated minds.
That's a great phrase. I love
that.
Wow.
That is amazing. That is amazing to me. So, Lenar, while we have you, I'm gonna step back in here. I had to step out for a moment, step back in here and see if they're back on.
Okay, great.
You want to share about what's been happening for you the weekend?
Actually, I was going to disconnect from this phone and call back in on another phone because, as most people know, so this is like one of the things that's going on for me this weekend is my father had surgery on Thursday. And so we picked him up from the hospital yesterday. And so there's been a lot of activity around here, you know, to be with my father and his comfort. And so what happened is a call came in that's probably someone that wants to ask about him, and they can't do that because I'm on the phone.
Okay,
so
well,
I'm
go ahead
going
and do that.
To right, and I will call back on my other phone. Okay.
Okay. Very good.
John.
Yes.
Lenar has some great sharing, especially today, but she had some good sharing yesterday, and I was very careful not to share her shares. I shared mine and other people's. So when you get a chance, ask her to share with what she had around those two questions.
Okay.
It was powerful.
I will. Hopefully she'll be calling right back in here momentarily. Okay, I see in the chat they're still working on having Anguilla to get back on the radio. Wasn't that phenomenal?
Yes, that was. I was in the Anguilla Summit this weekend, literally.
And Friday morning, we had an opportunity to webcast part of the opening as our test. You know, we couldn't broadcast it to the world and to you all because there was no alignment present for that. However, it was really cool to be able to see where they were and who was there. And, you know, the beautiful garments that people had on, and you could see the children, and you could see who was talking from, and hear who was talking from the front of the room. And the quality wasn't, you know, it wasn't like cable, you know, but it was pretty good given that we're broadcasting or webcasting from, you know, probably about 1,000 miles away.
So,
fabulous.
For the next summit, then, what does it mean that I need to get?
Well, you're probably set. If you got a computer, you're probably already set, which you do. You already have a computer.
I have a computer, and I have the internal microphone.
Right. Basically, they can't hear or see us, but we can hear and see them.
Yes.
And so technically you're probably sound. You just need a basic computer, probably a Pentium 4. Three or four, like you already have, with your speakers.
But were only two of you able to see them?
Well, it was only two because we were the two authorized to see them. We could have had 50 people, 100 people watching. But there was no alignment present for us to do it.
So, I didn't understand. So that means at the next summit, we can all receive the webcast.
If we're present to the alignment.
Got it. Oh, how exciting. I thought I had to go buy something to be able to do that.
No, there's nothing else you need to do.
Good.
It's now we have to listen to the space and track where the space is going, you know, in order to create a safe space for people to listen to. I got Lenar back on the line. I'm bringing her on now. Lenar, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. So, no, they want to know, Anguilla wants to know if we can hear them. No, we can't hear you.
They have to sign in to do the push to talk again because they're not even showing up on the switchboard.
But they're showing up in the chat room.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So can you track and follow that conversation and share with us at the same time?
Probably not very well. So Catherine's been there pretty much most of the weekend. And I'm really kind of surprised that the other people aren't here because they had all said that they would be here. So I'm looking for Herb and Jackie and Ernest and Trevor and.
Did you see my email to you?
No, I have not.
That may explain the why.
Well, you can explain it now.
You wrote 7 o'clock. Eastern time.
Right. I'm aware of that. And then what happened, I sent out an email to say that the correct time, but no one was here at 7 either. No one was here.
Oh.
And I've been online. No one Skyped me to say anything about it, so.
I emailed you.
I talked to Jackie. Well, I
said no one Skyped me.
Huh? Oh, I talked to Jackie via Skype, and she said she was going to be calling in about 20 minutes ago. I mean, 20 minutes. That was about 8:15, so that's the only correspondence I've had so far.
Lenar?
Yes?
I shared my sharing and several other people sharing, but I was very careful not to share yours because I thought you would have an opportunity to share yours from yesterday and today. Could you? In regard to the two questions, yesterday's question and today's question.
But is there something specific you want me? So it sounds like you heard something and something I said, so why don't you share that? Because I'm not sure what it is you are speaking about.
Okay, Lenar, with regard to your vision, you said that your vision was no out there.
Right.
And then the question had to do with get present to your vision and identify those places in your life, being, doing, speaking, that are not a match for your vision. And you said something about that no out there is your vision and that it was all about you. You can do this so much better than I can, but I'll stab at it.
Lenar, I'll manage the chat room.
Oh, thank you, because I didn't know what was going on. Okay. Okay, so Catherine, what's your question for me? Because
I
have my undivided attention.
I want you to share your vision and answer the question, get present to your vision, and identify those places in your life, being, speaking, doing, that are not a match for your vision. And I thought that you just had such a profound sharing about even if you're speaking about someone else, it's still all about you. And you said that your vision is your vision.
Right. My vision is always my vision until it's not.
Uh-huh. And,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you said
so,
that. Okay, go. About, remember when your behavior is inconsistent with your vision? About when you're blaming someone else for something that's not happening.
You know, part of the thing that's here with me is that, but if it was so profound, why don't you remember it?
I am remembering it, but I thought you could do a better job, but I'm remembering it. And look, you know, look at what it is that I'm doing.
Well, Catherine,
mm-hmm.
So it seems to me
mm-hmm.
that while Lenar may have something to share,
uh-huh.
And while she may have shared something pretty profound yesterday,
yeah.
It seems to me what's present is your present to it.
I am.
Yeah, so what there is to do is for you to share
okay.
what you're present to about her sharing.
She said
that.
But
he's not asking you to recreate what I said.
No.
It triggered something in you. That
yeah.
spoke to you, and so that's what he's asking you to share. What did that speak to you? Is that what you're asking?
What you said that what
yeah.
you said that it didn't trigger something in me. I just
that's a good thing.
Okay, it didn't trigger. It was just so great that you said, true up yourself, or to yourself up, using the vision as the ultimate beacon or reference. It, you know, because you were being inconsistent, so now you got to go back, like I said, reshape my vision. For me, you said, you used some different words that I like, true up yourself using the vision as the ultimate beacon or reference. And
wow. And here's what's so interesting. I don't remember saying some of that,
which
is fine that I did, because that is what I do. I was like, ooh, that stuff sounds good.
It sure does.
So, okay, great. So I'm glad, and here's why I said it triggered something in you, because triggers are not a bad thing. It just means it resonated something in you.
True.
That provoked
or sparked
something in you.
It resonated.
Right, and so that's all trigger does. And we were talking, you asked that question, we were asked that question. I was looking for the question.
The question was, get present to your vision and identify those places in your life, being, doing, speaking, that are not a match for your vision.
Right. So now that I see it in front of me. So Trevor was asking me some questions, and pretty much what I said, what I can say now is, yep. Where I live my life from is the philosophy, no out there. Like, whatever I'm saying and doing, whatever, is about me. And whatever any other person is saying or doing is really about them. And so, that's where I live my life from. It's like it's me. If I'm talking about, well, he shouldn't have done that, or she shouldn't have done that, or said that, or, you know, when I'm shooting on people, I know that I am not being, my vision. And so what I do, I'm not living in that. So what I do is I may even, you know, go down that road a minute to get it out of my system. But then what I say is, okay, this really doesn't have anything to do with them. So what is it that, I didn't say, or that I didn't do, or that I didn't get, that I felt I should have said, done, or gotten? And then, you know, true myself, bring myself back to, okay, didn't have anything to do with them. Let me clean this up. Let me, like, get myself straight. So.
We have another caller, and then I want to comment. I want to just make sure, acknowledge that that they're there. Caller at 724-339. You're on the air. Who's there?
This is Herb.
Hey, Herb.
Herb!
Someone mentioned my name about 15 minutes ago, so I got all in. I was listening, so I thought I would take the guilt off of me and call in.
Well,
all right.
It wasn't me,
so
Herb. It wasn't me.
I know it was my friend from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the trigger person, and I'm proud of it.
Triggered him in action.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
See?
Triggered, so you know we had Anguilla on the line. Did you know that, Herb?
Yeah, I heard all that.
Did you hear Anguilla
and Glenn and...
oh, cool.
Well, yeah, all that John talking. So, yeah, from the very beginning.
That's great.
So,
you heard from the
beginning. I've just been enjoying listening.
You heard from the beginning, huh?
Huh? It was from the beginning, yeah.
Did I get it all right?
You got it perfect. Absolutely perfect. Not another word need to be said. Absolutely perfect.
Wonderful. Herb, was there something that you saw in those questions during the weekend that you want to share now?
Well, John, it's been a full weekend for me. I just enjoyed and appreciated all the effort and work that the people did to make this thing happen the way it did. So I'm just standing in appreciation of you and Lenore and Catherine and Trevor and all the other people who put this thing together. Because clearly, come Wednesday or Tuesday of this week, had no idea I would be participating in International Black Summit.
Wow.
So I just appreciate what you guys did.
Thank you. Thank you for being there, because that was what it was all about.
Yeah, well, I know it takes a lot of hard work and patience and all of the other virtues. That
a lot of phone calls.
A lot of phone calls. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of yeah. It is all of that. Yeah.
All right.
So,
all right. Great. What were you getting ready to say something else?
No. Mm-mm.
All right. Well, I was told, because I wasn't here yesterday, which was Saturday,
mm-hmm.
Where I understand a lot of the great conversations were happening, and I wasn't present on the call this morning. As a matter of fact, yesterday, you know, had I really been thinking, I don't know what I was thinking, but at any rate, I was over in Lumberton, North Carolina. At a grand opening of a organic farm.
Oh, okay.
That is owned and operated by Afina Shakur Davis and her husband, and Afina
mm-hmm.
Shakur is Tupac's mother.
Oh, okay.
Tupac Shakur, the rapper's mother.
Yeah, okay.
And so they have an organic farm down in Lumberton, and currently they have something like 47 acres.
Oh, great.
And they're farming 17 of them at this time.
Mm.
And at 10, about 10 or 11 o'clock, somewhere in there, we were just getting there, and, you know, they fed us and, there was a computer there, but I wasn't present to the computer being there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a young lady on the computer on MySpace or something like that, but I wasn't present to the computer being there and she being online. I was just there in relationship. It didn't hit me until after I talked to Lenard today that I could have been on that call.
Mm.
And I was there with people. One person, Anaje Muid, who participated in the International Black Summit, and his wife, who has participated in Landmark. So they were all into this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And so that in and of itself was a missed opportunity. However, another opportunity that looks like it's on the horizon now is that the International Black Summit will be working with the Tupac Shakur Center in Atlanta with the children. So I talked to his mother, and she's like, I need you guys. I need you. Y'all got to come down. You got to come to the center. And you know we have a strong group in Atlanta with Perry and Tamara and that group, and particularly strong around the youth. So that was like my part of the summit that was happening.
Okay.
Usually I'm like, okay, the youth, somebody else is looking after the youth. But something must have been there about this summit, because youth kept coming up. And everywhere I turned, it was about young people.
Mm.
And then we went into this young lady, and we went to her house, and as we were saying goodbye, and we started sharing, and she told me that she sent everybody from her center to Landmark because she wanted them to be able to have access to this kind of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So even though I wasn't there, that's what I want to acknowledge about what's been happening for me this weekend.
Mm. Well, yeah, I think that's great that you can recognize that the summit exists only in your mind. It is like, you know, whether the location, this is how I read it, the location is significant in itself, but really when you in Atlanta or Chicago or Pittsburgh, the summit is in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when someone asks, where's your wife? And you say, well, she's in Raleigh. Well, she may be in Raleigh, but she really exists in your mind.
Okay. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So, and as long as you keep it present, you know, you're always in the conversation.
Exactly. Exactly. I love what you're saying about existing in mind. I had to go away for a moment as I thought about that. It's like, yeah, you know what? That's where they really are.
Yeah.
And, you know, interesting enough, the same thing. On Wednesday, my daughter's grandmother, they had a funeral for her.
Uh-huh.
She passed sometime between Sunday and Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And this daughter, her name is Ashley. You know, I had her with another young lady before Lisa and I actually had met.
Mm-hmm.
And her grandmother, we call her Nana. She and I in the beginning didn't quite see eye to eye.
Mm-hmm.
But over the years, we became really good buds. Because she would tell me what's going on in the house since I wasn't in the house. And so, you know, when I discovered her passing, you know, I was compelled to be there, both for my daughter, because she loved her dearly, and to pay my respects to her. And then when you said the thing about existing in the mind, it just had me be present that Nana is still present.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Even though she's made her transition,
right.
or whatever you want to call it, she's still present to me, and I just got present to that.
Yeah, that's beautiful. You're right, absolutely. You're absolutely right, yeah.
Wow. All right, well, somebody, what else happened? You know, I think this is supposed to be a celebration of the completion, so... What is it that you guys want to share in completion?
This sounds like a continuation, doesn't it to you? It sounds like a continuation of what we talked about this morning.
It is a continuation, but I'm holding it slightly different. I'm holding it kind of like I'm holding it as a exhaling of all the wonderful stuff that I've taken in. So I'm just exhaling it in such a way that, wow, it was a lot, John. Trevor had great interaction, Lenar and other folks that were on there. So we just, I don't know, it was like we were working, you know, in the summit you break off into small groups. And for a lot of times it felt like we were in a small group doing our work.
Wow.
And caring for each other and listening. I mean, really listening, not with an opinion or judgment, just listening for ourselves to come forward in that conversation so we could hear ourselves. And a lot of it, I think, had to do with, the know out there and different aspects of it and trying to, one of the questions that was asked, you know, and I don't remember how it was phrased, but can you take bits and pieces
about youth?
No, it was about, I think someone asked, what part of Know Out There does it hold for you in the last 2 weeks or something like that?
Oh, I wasn't there for that. I don't know.
No, that was just Trevor's facilitating.
Yeah,
okay.
Do you remember how he asked that question? Well, however, what occurred to me in that question
the question was get present to your vision and identify those places in your life, being, doing, speaking, that are not a match for your vision. And then he made sure that you... found some place in the last 2 weeks where that occurred.
Yeah, and that was great because for me, we're always trying to. There's always places that show up in our life where that doesn't occur, and that's what I want to happen because I want to be right about you doing something to me or you causing anger or some kind of upset. I want that to happen. in such a way that I can be right about it. And so we're always I am always looking for that. And so that question got me to look at that aspect of the no out there. So when I say
I am
there's
so
no
proud of you, Herb.
Woo!
Because you caught yourself as you were speaking. You moved it from out there because you did start out saying you or we, and then you changed and you said when I. And I'm so proud of you. It's like, go Herb.
Well,
and I can remember the knockdown, drag out conversations. My Lord.
Well, you're right. You're absolutely right.
The knockdown drag outs were 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
No, they've been since the day I met.
Oh, I know. I could go back to 10
years ago.
I met
Danita, then now Lenard. It's been a long time.
But
we've had.
They were as recent as 2 and 3 years ago. And you're not there. You in a whole new place today, facilitating yourself.
Well, that the I and the you, it's very difficult because, you know, we say it cavalierly, but, you know, it really has a lot of power, but we are so thrown to you and them and they.
Yeah.
And we and all of that
and
in our speaking. And that's how we speak. That's how the people speak. You know, we got to go ahead and do this, and we got to love everybody, and we got to do this here, and we got to make sure our children don't kill each other, and all of that. And
you should.
And that's a conversation that people can engage in, but it doesn't have the power, I think, when you can bring it to the eye, and that goes into a whole other conversations. But yeah. But let me get back to, since we're just talking, I'm always trying to find something in the no out there, the world of no out there, that's real. You know, it's always whether I'm driving my automobile and somebody cuts me off and, you know, okay, there's nobody out there and, you know, I'm just making all this up. That's bullshit. You know, I fight with that. I fight with that. You know, he did something. Yeah, but her, yeah. You know, so you're in the struggle, but watching yourself in the struggle is the ladder to being back from the no out there. First one has to watch himself in the struggle of where I think I am, the no out there is, and trying to say, well, this is where I am. I realize there's nobody out there. It's just me making it all up. And I can see it a different way,
mm-hmm.
and move on.
Yeah, and see, for me, that approach, I don't use that approach, and that's a good, and it's a good one. It's just that really is that solipsism. What my approach is,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't have anything to do with them. You know, how I'm feeling, my upset or whatever, doesn't have anything to do with them. And what they just did didn't have anything to do with me. They are living in their own world, doing their own thing. It's not that they're, like, not out there. And that's why I say quantum physics says that. I'm like you. I still see something out there. And yet what I know is that what they are doing didn't have anything to do with me. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm doing doesn't have anything to do with them. And
yeah.
they're not to blame. For, you know, what I could blame them if I want, but what's the point? That's just going to have me
yeah.
upset and a tizzy and like that. And
mm-hmm.
and I'm listening. I'm like, well, wait a minute. This is turning into a no out there conversation. And this is the International Black Summit conversation.
Well, but see, here's the thing. A lot of what we've been talking about for years, I'm going to say undistinguished as such, is could be named no out there. You know, people have different, ways of naming this. And I don't have any problems with the distinction no out there since we use it so much in the summit because it for me, it just cuts right to the chase.
It's another
yeah.
distinction, just like Trigger. We had Trigger a few minutes
right,
ago.
Right, it's another distinction, and it just cuts right to the chase. And I hear in what Herb is sharing that he's developing some muscle with
yeah.
it for his own self as life is occurring, and he's starting to get. Correct me if I'm wrong, Herb. You're starting to get access to it in a way where you're starting to see what's going on with you faster. You know, you could be saying, "What am I present to? What am I triggered by?" So on and so forth. But when you say, "Well, okay, for me right now, there's no out there. So what's going on with me?" It gets you back to Herb.
Yeah, all the whys is really, it's another way to look at it. But it's kind of like sends you down other paths when you try to figure out why am I feeling this way? Why am I upset? You know, for the fact of the matter is you are. So get on with
there
it.
You go. Right.
Get on with it. And, you know, and what I love about all of these distinctions, and Lenar and I have had this conversation, they are only as useful as they are useful.
That's correct.
You know what I mean? They're only as useful as they are useful in making a difference in the way you look at the world. Once they stop making a difference in the way you look at the world, they become part of your repertoire of things that you know. You know, like people say, well, I know that I'm triggered, but blah, 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 blah. Well, then the fact that you know that you trigger makes no difference right now.
Right.
Because it's not giving you access to whatever it is you're committed to have happen.
Right.
And so whatever you use, and I use all of them. I use completion, trigger, no out there. You know, I got some other funky ones we don't even talk about in the summit. You know, creating a future from a future-given approach, managing the existence of yourself. You know, there's a lot of different ways you can look at life. And all of these distinctions, at least for me, begin to open up ways for me to look at it where they have may have been concealed from me before. When I look at them through upset, I may not see it a particular way. Well, if I look at it from trigger, maybe I get a different cut at it. You know, if I look at it from no out there, I might get a different cut at it. You know, if I look at it from what's inconsistent with my being as it relates to my vision, I'll get a different cut at it. So I'm actually loving this. And Lenar, you said the thing about, well, this is turning into a no out there conversation. Well, you know, like they said on there's no out there out there.
That's
independent,
right.
You know, independent of what's going on over here.
Right.
This is the first Sunday of the month. Isn't that the distinction show?
It is the distinction show.
Well, this is the distinction show about distinctions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Woo!
You know, okay. I'm loving what you're sharing.
Yeah.
So, one of the questions that we discussed yesterday, or the question we discussed most of yesterday, was what am I present to regarding my youth? And we were discussing that some this morning, too. And, you know, there were a lot, I thought there was a lot in that conversation because it had me come up with a list of, some things that are commonly referred to as behaviors of youth, and then...
And what was that list?
What was the list? I'm looking it up right now. Just give me a minute.
What was on that list?
Many things. But one of the things that when I was at the store picking up some for my father, one of the things I said was I saw some folks out, and I just was present to the fluidity of youth, like how graceful, you know, that movement is, because there was an elderly woman, and I can't really tell what age she was, but walking very slowly and short steps, you know, there's a stride in the step of youth, you know, and it could, I don't want to say hurry, but there is a fast pace to it, and there's the strength and the virility of body. There's also a sense of invincibility, you know, like willing to, is in a willingness to take risks and, just all of that kind of thing. Those were some of the things I saw as I was driving. And, oh, yes, and let's not forget party all the time. dancing all night, you know, just definitely that. So that was some of the things that was present for me. And Trevor brought up a conversation about he divides it, he looks at it like in quadrants of spring, summer, fall, winter, and he considers himself in fall now, and some things that he's noticed about that. But, you know, that conversation like excited me about what what's that question? I'm looking for it again. What am I present to regarding my youth? What am I present to? So I found the list, and on one side, you know, youth are free spirited. An adult might call that wishy washy. You know, youth are courageous. You know, an adult might see that as rash. Youth are joyful. You know, you're blind, naive, you don't know any better. Curious, that's being nosy. Determined, being stubborn. Self-expressed, unthinking, unrestrained. Full of energy, must be on something. Full of hope, got your head in the clouds, a pie in the sky. And remember that can't wait to grow up? Remember I was young, I want to be 6, I want to be 7. And then, you know, all of a sudden, no, I want to be like 29 forever. excited about the future, you know, and we were told, hey, you're moving too fast, slow yourself down. You know, remember that make friends easily and how trusting, you know, and colorblind. You know, when I was growing up, up until some age, I think I was even in school then, I thought everybody was white. I knew my colors, but I thought everybody was white. So those are some of the things.
And gullible.
Well, yeah, what's the other side of gullible? Trusting might be, open, you know? And one of the, as a youth, I'm looking to grab from here and there. I'm looking, checking out, you know, how I want to be. I'm taking bits and pieces from different behaviors of people that I see and making me up,
right.
You know, making a me.
Well, what I'm present to is a number of things. One about youth is still creating, you know, and I would say that's the part of my youth that I'm still present to, that I'm still in a space of creating, you know, and if it wasn't for a lot of the work that we've done, I don't think I would be there. Like, I can still keep creating my life like I was when I was 6 years old and then 10 years old, you know, what I'm going to do when I grow up. And, you know, when I became 20, I was still in, what am I going to do when I grow up? I can keep creating. And then I noticed as I got older, my ability to believe that I could keep creating started to diminish. You know, not so much my ability to create, but to believe that what I create could actually happen. And, you know, I think about it as I'm standing outside and I'm looking at this basketball goal. And I remember when I moved here, I had my teenage niece and nephew over and they were playing basketball. And in my mind, I was like, you know, I remember when I could dunk. Right? And which was pretty phenomenal for me because I'm 5'11". And so, you know, I was like, it's pretty cool that I could dunk. And I'm thinking to myself, I remember when I could dunk. And then I grabbed the basketball and went over to the goal and went for it. And so there's a vision in my mind of me dunking the basketball, but there's something with my body that's not in alignment with it anymore.
There is some noise. Now it stopped all of a sudden. That's going on in the background. It's like, oh, sounded like nails on a chalkboard.
Well, I don't know what it is.
Okay, well, it stopped.
I heard it.
I heard it, too.
Is it me talking?
No. Yeah, right there.
It shows up when you start talking.
Oh, you talking about the thing in the background? The
yes.
Frog?
No, something else. Go ahead. Oh. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. How many more minutes we have?
We have about 9 minutes left.
We have about 9 minutes left.
Okay.
So I just wanted to say that's what I got present to. You know, I'm just thinking not so much the description, but present to my use.
Did you dunk the ball? Did you dunk it?
In my mind. I tried to.
Did you?
But,
yeah, it was a twist and dunk, right?
Yeah, I tried to, but you know, when I jumped up, my body just didn't go as high as my mind thought I could go. So I just got close to the net.
The net.
I was like, I need to sit my ass down.
John, I don't understand a thing you're talking about.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Whew.
So that was pretty interesting.
So let me can I ask a question to what happens next with the Skype and all of this? What happens next? Is there any idea or am I to hang up?
What do you want to have happen next?
So it goes back to that question. If someone asks a question, they truly know what it is that they want. They just want to know if there's any evidence out there for it. Is that right? What you said earlier today?
Any evidence over there for it? Yeah. Because the question, that question didn't have anything to do with us. That
I
question
know.
Is about
okay,
who
sorry.
It came from you.
No, okay. So you know what? I would like to have an ongoing conversation. I would like to become a part of this team. I don't know what.
The Blog Talk Radio team.
No. I don't know what kind of team, but the team that keeps this type of. Of communication, and it may be the Blog Talk radio, and maybe it. I do listen probably about 50-60% of the time, and though I don't necessarily call in, but I do listen to it. I'm just excited about how what happened this weekend for people who cannot stay in this conversation for whatever reasons. There's an opportunity for the opportunity. For them to keep in touch. So I'm excited about that. And
Herb, part of what I hear in what you're asking, well, first of all, I'm glad that you're engaged in this and that you've been following the talk show and you've been participating on Skype. And it looks like there's some synergy between the two now that we're starting to get more people engaged. But what I'm seeing is that if someone would like to start to set up some regular conversations, I believe there'll be people who will be willing to participate, distinct from being on in the facilitator body or being part of a particular facilitator group or leadership group. What I'm hearing from you is you would like to continue to engage in various dialogues with people.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, you summarized it well, yeah.
And
with the new question that's going to be coming out of the day, engaging in a conversation about it and how we can implement it into our lives.
Yeah, just start causing it into being, just like we did with this. This wasn't planned.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't like we thought about this like 15 months ago. It just started getting created, and we kept creating from what we created.
That's true.
So what happens next will be a creation.
Okay. Is Catherine still on?
Right here.
Okay.
And there is a tech team. We are the ones, a technology team, short tech team.
Okay.
That you might want to consider checking out, and you may want to check out the Blog Talk Radio team. You know, that's pretty much like squared away, that one. And
can definitely, we're looking, well, I'm looking to give it away. So that's me. But I want to try something. So keep talking. I want to try something.
Through the Blog Talk Radio team, I have gotten a real technical education. I just want to say thank you, John. Thank you, Lenar, for that.
Yeah, this whole IBS talk show team has been really great. And Lenar and I are both on both teams. I'm the leader of the technology team, and Lenar is the leader of the talk show team. But we're both on the, you know, we're both on the team. And so sometimes there's some overlap between the things we get ourselves into. We've been looking at a number of ways of being able to participate virtually. Like one of the things that you weren't able to participate in is we did a webcasting test from Anguilla, from the actual summit, the opening Friday morning.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something else that we're looking at doing. So you got a lot of different ways you can participate. You can be on one of the teams, the talk show team, or the tech team, or you can just start generating a conversation on Skype. And now that we've gotten a lot more people on Skype, You know, there's some people to play with now. As these things start to get created. And from what I find, you can go online and see who's online and start a conversation at any moment with this whole Skype technology. And it could be whatever the new declaration is coming out of the summit. It could be some derivative of that. It could just be, you know what? I was about to cuss a guy out today, and then I got present that there was no out there out there, and I want to talk to somebody about it, and you send that out. You'd be surprised who would want to engage in a conversation with you.
Okay.
To all creation.
Hello?
Yeah.
We're here.
So, you know, I wanted to see if I could get through the computer click to talk, because I want to see if I can play this song for you in the last couple of minutes.
I thought you uploaded it.
I'm trying something out. Let's see how it works.
All right, we got 2 minutes.
Let's see if we can hear this. No, because the song is playing and I don't hear.
Open wide, it's time only for God. No more struggle, no more fight.
Can you turn it down?
If you wanna sign people off, thank people for listening. We have 42 seconds left. John?
Thank you all for listening. Joining in. For more information, visit www.blacksummit.org. And release and let go.
Stay on. Don't hang up after it clicks off.
Okay. Okay.
After it stops streaming. I want to try this out, too. Because, John, I forgot I uploaded this to Blog Talk.
I know. That's what I thought you were going to do.
My mind.
Okay, but let's have this be a complete show. Okay, for those of you still on, even though we won't be streaming live, we're going to play the song directly from our blog talk radio station, and I'm pressing play now.
That didn't sound like it came across too well. Oh, there's my bully. Oh, my God.
So let's get off the radio.
But my bully's on.
I can't see anybody.
I see her in the chat room.
Well, I can't see anybody on the switchboard.
Okay, no, she's in the chat. I don't know how to get to, I don't know how you can get to the chat. Okay. John, you gone?
Yeah, I'm still on.
I'm going to hang up, yeah. Okay, let's hang up, and I'll tell her the show was over, so okay.
Okay.
Bye.